20th Century Fox, a News Corporation company. A tram trundles up a San Francisco street, and cars make their way across the Golden Gate Bridge. 20th Century Fox presents a Davis Entertainment Company production.
Welcome to San Francisco, the city by the bay. Home to 30,000 fire hydrants, 4 million tennis balls, and very liberal pooper scooper laws. My name is Lucky. I'm a dog, in case you hadn't guessed, and I belong to this man. You remember Dr. Doolittle, right? The guy who can talk to animals? If you don't, let me jog your memory. He's a doctor, and he talks to animals. Well, anyways, he's busier than ever.
Doctor,
yes,
you've got Mr. Carson at 10 for a full workup. Mr. Winnington's EKG's at 12. Mrs. Blumenkohl just got a bad rash on her back. I told her 11:15.
Okay, gotcha.
Buster's got a deworming at 12:30. Misty's kennel cough is back. I put her in at 1. Afternoon, wall-to-wall nudity.
You've got the Rotary Club dinner tonight.
You got the kennel club breakfast tomorrow?
Look, push Mr. Carson's work up to 11. I will deworm Buster at 12, do the EKG at 12:30. Move Misty to 1:15. And look, Lucky, you gotta stop mixing up my charts. Last week you almost had me neuter Mr. Panich.
Oh, yeah? Well, from what I hear, you'd be doing Mrs. Panich a favor.
Anytime, ladies. Thank you.
No matter how busy he got, Doc always found time to help animals.
Hi, my name is Bandit.
Hi, how you doing, Bandit?
And I'm a stray?
That's okay. We're all strays.
Yeah, I know how hard it is the first time to get up there, Bandit. Take your time.
Just one part at a time, mm-hmm. Bandit.
That's true.
That's right. Never give up hope, Bandit. Never, ever give up hope. Not just Bandit. All you dogs, listen to me. Every dog in here can find a family and be somebody's best friend.
Really?
Let me hear you say that. Say, I am somebody's best friend.
I'm somebody's best friend.
One more time again. I am somebody's best friend.
I am somebody's best friend.
That's right. That's right. Also, there's a family out in North Beach that's trying to find a good watchdog. Somebody that's housebroken and great with kids. Any of you guys got a background in security?
Oh, that'd be Rusty. Rusty's the watchdog.
Who's Rusty?
Rusty, oh, no.
Rusty. This better be important.
No, never mind, Rusty. It says it must not lick its all the time.
Every zoo in the country had a job for the doc. He was especially good at matters of the heart.
So how long has it been since you guys made little baby turtles?
Not that long. Maybe 20 years.
It'll be 48 years next Monday.
Okay, I see the problem here. You know what to do here. Listen, I'm going to give you these pills. I want you to crush them up and put them in your food.
Oh, yeah, what did I do? Oh, yeah, you're looking fine. Coming at you, baby.
In fact, he became an international celebrity, traveling from Alaska to Australia.
I'm here with the world famous Dr. Doolittle, who actually speaks with animals. Now, what we're going to do is sneak up on and rescue this unsuspecting alligator. But we'll have to be quiet so he doesn't know we're here. The trick with catching this alligator is to be wary of those teeth. Huge,
hey,
penetrating teeth.
See, what I'm doing is allowing Steve to think that I don't know he's back there. Wait until he tries to grab me, turn on him, and Bob's your uncle, bite his arm off.
And I'm going to have to get my arm around his neck and hang on. Come on.
Steve, I think he knows we're all...
Shh, I don't want to blow the element of surprise. Now! Oh, God! Right, give me up!
Dr. Doolittle pulls up outside his house.
Yeah, it seemed everybody wanted a piece of the good doctor, and his family understood.
Thank you.
Well, most of them did. But we'll get to that part in a minute.
Thank you very much.
Right now, I gotta answer the door. Yeah, who's there?
Hey, it's me. I forgot my key. Open up.
Well, then, I guess you'll have to beg, huh? Come on, boy, beg.
Come on.
Get it? Role reversal. Because usually it's the human that says to the dog,
I know you better open up the door before I... Just open the door, Lucky.
Now, seeing as you're the one who feeds me, I'm going to let you in this time.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Greetings cards on the table.
Guess who's back from France?
John?
Hey.
I got you a present from Paris.
That's for me?
Yes, that's for you. That's for us.
Hey,
yeah, I can enjoy this present as well.
You know what would be a really nice present, John, though? If you could keep that flock of your faithful away from the building.
Sorry, I'll talk to him later, okay?
Daddy!
Hey, baby, how you doing? Hi, how you? Look, I got you a little present from Mexico.
Oh, gracias.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what it is.
Earthquake! 911! Weather 1-1!
Oh, no, don't shake it. I won't
my
shake
spleen.
It.
Oh, that hurt.
Oh! Cute, thanks, Dad.
Hey, this isn't Puerto Vallarta.
Yes, a chameleon. You know, it can change color against different backgrounds you put it on.
The blend master is in the house. I'm gonna disappear like old baby's daddy. Now you see me? Poof! Now you don't, eh?
Well, we can still see you.
I'm not gone. I'm not invisible.
You did remember it's Charisse's birthday?
I sure did. You remember get the cake from Stenson's?
How about now?
Actually, Charisse doesn't want to have a family birthday party.
Now, what's that about? I thought we always celebrate together.
Okay, you have anything green,
hey,
maybe?
Take this thing to your room, please.
Guacamole, a zucchini, a big pico?
She's got a date.
I suck.
A date? A date with who?
I didn't ask. She's a big girl now, John.
Well, we'll see about this date thing. Where's the birthday girl at?
She's unreachable.
What do you mean she's unreachable? Where is she?
She's in her room with the door locked and headphones on. You could try paging her.
She's in the house and she's unreachable in the house with a headphone. I'm supposed to page her in my house. I'm gonna page somebody in my own house? Okay, we'll see if I'm gonna page some. I ain't paging nothing.
Careful, Doc. She's 16. That's a tough age.
Hey! Charisse, open this door! Can you even leave this? Hey!
Try her cell.
I'm not calling her on the cell phone while she's in her bedroom. Hey! Charisse! Open the door! Okay, all right, okay, okay!
He goes onto the balcony and tries to open the window. Charisse is dancing in her room with her headphones on.
Charisse!
Those teenagers, Doc, they can drive a man to drink.
Hey, what are you drinking?
Gatorade.
Oh, really? Give it to me. Gatorade make wine now, huh?
Blah.
You better slow down.
A possum.
Which one of you is Doolittle?
What now?
I have a message from the boss.
From the who?
The boss, the guard beaver. Now save the questions and come with me.
Look, you guys know the rules. You just don't come up here on my balcony. Make an appointment. You make an appointment. Now go. You tell the beaver make an appointment, just like everybody else.
I can't tell him that. I'll end up sleeping with the fishes.
But how's it gonna look in the paper when Dr. Doolittle throws a possum off the roof? That's not gonna look right. Now leave, because I will.
Watch your tone, buddy.
Dr. Doolittle gets on his phone. Charisse answers her phone.
Talk.
This is Daddy. How are you?
Hey!
Hey, I got a couple of questions for you. I want to know how come I got to climb up the side of a building and get on a cell phone to talk to you in your bedroom.
Where are you?
She turns to the window.
Dad, what are you doing?
Why? What am I doing? Because it's the only way I can reach you. What are you doing in here? What's all of this? What's all of that about? You don't do that in public, do you?
Dance? Of course.
That's not dancing, that's advertising. What's this about you don't want to spend your birthday with your family?
Dad, having dinner with your family is something you do when you're young, now when you're turning 16. Besides, I have a date.
Well, you can bring your date with you because you're coming to dinner.
Oh, cool, Eric. These are my parents and my little sister. They're going to be joining us on our date.
No, he's going to be joining us at a family event, Charisse. We have it every year. I don't even know why...
A school report.
What's this?
Dad, that's private.
I can see why it's private. It's embarrassing, Charisse. You got 2 C's and a D on here.
Embarrassing? Dad, you are the last person who should be talking about anything being embarrassing.
Now, what are you talking about? What's that supposed to mean?
She points to a monkey outside the window.
Oh, so I'm supposed to stop doing what I do, stop doing my work, and stop helping the animals because you find it embarrassing?
That's not gonna happen.
That's right, it's not gonna happen, so forget about it. You're coming to dinner. Look at this. No cell phone for a week.
Oh, what am I supposed to do without my cell phone?
Here's some stamps. You can learn how to write a letter to somebody or something. You think I care? Look at me. Do I look like I care? Look, just take it. Do I look like I care? Look at me. Look, no, Charisse, look at me. Do I look like I care? Look. I don't care.
He strides into his bedroom.
This is unbelievable. You know, she has 50 numbers in here. Not one of them is mine.
You shouldn't be looking at that.
Why not? Biggie Mac cell. Biggie Mac pager. Biggie Mac home. Who the hell is Biggie Mac?
I don't know, John.
Well, I'm gonna find out who Biggie Mac is. I don't like that name, Biggie Mac. The hell kind of name is that? What is that?
Marcus's cell phone.
Cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
When did he get a cell phone?
Last week.
What are you doing? John!
I'm checking out Biggie Mac.
Hello?
Hey, who is this?
Well, who is this?
Is this Biggie Mac?
Who wants to know?
Hey, I'm asking the questions here, punk.
What?
How old are you?
None of your damn business.
Oh, really? What if I make it my business to find out how old you are?
Are you threatening me?
No, I don't make threats. I'm promising you that if you ever...
Is this John Doolittle?
Hi, I'm so sorry. That's a wrong number.
It's not. That's a grown man that's on the other end of that phone.
I wish I could say the same thing about you. The door.
I hear the door.
Well, go
Get that door right now.
Mr. French up in here?
Honest.
I got to get doors. Let me show you what it
is. A young man in a baseball cap is at the front door.
Hey, Dr. D, what's up? It's me.
Me? Who's me? Back up, me.
I'm saying, you gonna let me in? Dr. D, what's going on?
Excuse me?
Remember me, Eric, Domino's Pizza, extra cheese, anchovies, tomatoes, guacamole?
Pizza? You're the pizza guy.
Yeah, I delivered that.
Well, thanks a lot, man. What, I forget to give you a tip? I'm sorry.
No. That's cool. You gave me something a little better than a tip.
I'm gonna take care of you, man, because you know it's nice to have a little...
What's up, baby? What's going on?
You ready? Whoa. This is your date?
Dad, Eric, Dad.
My man. What's up? What's up?
Eric, no. We have to stay here with the family and eat dinner.
Huh? It's cool with me.
Hey, Charisse, now, don't be like that. You're gonna ruin dinner for everybody. Come on, now.
You know what, Pops? Don't even sweat that, man. Don't worry. I know how to take care of it.
Eric heads into the house.
Pops.
The family are sitting round the dinner table.
You know, Charisse always had a mind of her own. When she was about a year and a half, she decided she wasn't gonna wear diapers anymore. Remember that?
John.
And she started having all these little accidents around the house because she didn't have it down yet, so we'd have little piles of
Dad,
stuff.
Dad, you just had to go there, didn't
Come
you?
Come on, it's just family. Dad. We're talking the whole day.
It's cool. I'm actually learning something here.
Really? You learning something? Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting? You never learn to take off your hat at the dinner table. Isn't your head getting hot?
Sorry.
I know mine's just getting hot just sitting here looking at you in that hat.
16. Just think, Charisse, in 2 years, you'll be out of this house and on your way to college.
1 year, 10 months, 16 days.
Hey, you know what? Berkeley's a really close college. If you went to Berkeley, you could live at home and you could save some money.
That's a good idea, but I've already reserved a U-Haul for the day I graduated high school.
Oh. You reserved a U-Haul already?
Dad? Oh. Someone to see you.
Yo, step outside.
Thank you, sweetie. Excuse me, darling.
Bye, Dad. Love you.
I love you, too. Excuse me, Eric.
Yeah, hey, yo. Yo, down here. Okay.
All right, now what do you want?
First of all, let me say the Beaver sends birthday greetings to your lovely daughter.
Oh, really? That's very nice. Now you go and you tell the Beaver that he's starting to get on my nerves.
Oh, what are you getting all bent out of shape for? He only wants a moment of your time.
And what if I say no?
I don't think you want to go down that road, my friend.
All right, look, you go and tell the Beaver, 8 o'clock, my office tomorrow.
Oh, the Beaver don't travel for nobody. He knows you're a busy man and he will remember this, but this is truly a life or death situation.
All right, shut up, listen. My car, 7 a.m. in the morning, all right?
Hey, this is good news. The Beaver likes good news.
Thank you.
Jimmy, get the car.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, dear Cherie.
Happy birthday. happy birthday to you.
Come on, blow your candle out and make a wish.
Surprise!
Happy birthday!
It's your birthday!
There's a mouse in the house!
Hey, give me that!
I am licking the candles!
Oh, yeah? Well, you can lick my fat, funky little...
Hey, don't be a biggie!
Charisse, I'm so sorry.
Ooh, hey, watch the fur, buddy. We're trying to do something nice for your daughter.
I bet if a cute little kitty popped out, you'd say, oh, how cute.
But you're not. You're not a couple of, listen, you're not a couple of cute little kitties.
Yes, we are.
You're two disgusting rats.
No, we're not.
They just ruined the birthday cake.
Oh, so you want to get personal now, don't you? Well, you know what rats spell backwards is, mister? It's star.
That's right. I'm a star, buddy.
Oh, really? Is that right? Well, do you know what hot spells backwards?
No, I don't have
it.
Exactly!
Good in there.
Yes, it is! Diapers!
My favorite, chocolate.
Say Maya.
Maya?
Maya.
Maya.
What do you think you're doing?
I think he's about to say something.
Bring me a bone.
And a large order of flies. Supersized.
You will bring me ham, luncheon meats, cold cuts.
Lucky out.
Hey, Maya, can I talk to Charisse alone for a second?
Okay. Come on, boy.
Lucky follows Maya out of the room.
Hey, Charisse, look, I'm sorry about tonight. Okay, I'm thinking about cutting back a little bit and spending some more time around here with you guys.
Great, now more animals will be here.
What if we don't stay here? We can go on a big vacation to Europe, the whole family. What about that?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. We can go to Paris, Rome, the Greek islands. We always talked about that. Let's do it. What do you think?
Is this a bribe?
Yes, this is a bribe.
It's working.
Hey, yo, Doc, one other thing I forgot to take...
Tomorrow!
What?
tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, European vacation, so tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to Europe! Tomorrow!
The doc makes his way in his car down one of San Francisco's hilly streets, then across the Golden Gate Bridge.
So Doc, the raccoon, and the possum took a road trip to meet this mysterious beaver.
Hey, Doc, nice wheels. What do you call this thing?
Oh, this is a Mustang.
Yo, Doc, is there a car named after me?
No, I don't think they make a possum.
Why not?
Not a lot of cars named after rodents.
Dr. Doolittle drives into the countryside.
All right, I want to go over a couple of ground rules for when you're in the beaver's presence. Number one, no sudden movements. Number two, do not stare at his teeth. Between you and me, he's got a little bit of an overbite. I personally think he needs braces, but I'm not a dentist. Numbers 3 through 10, you will treat him with the respect he deserves. Capiche?
We're talking about a beaver, right?
Hey, Tootie, how you doing? How's it hanging?
Hey, Doctor, how are you?
Hey, back away from him, Jimmy, all right? Show some respect, you animals.
Look, the raccoon got the doctor.
He says he's a miracle worker.
Hello?
Hey, Paul, to get the boss ready. Everything he say, Joey, do everything like he told me. I'm gonna go get to make one.
Yeah, Dr. Doolittle, I presume. Welcome to my den. Would you like a fish?
Oh, no thank you, I've eaten already.
Hey, the beaver offers you a fish. You take the fish.
Joey, shut up.
Oh, sorry, boss.
I've heard good things about you from some of the Bay Area families.
From the Bay Area families, really? What are you guys, some kind of mafia or something?
Mafia? No, we don't know nothing about no mafia, do we, boys?
Nah, never heard of it.
No, that's a myth.
I'm just a simple fisherman who's blessed with many friends. Perhaps you'll be one of them.
What do you guys want from me?
Well, I'm losing my territory.
Are the other animals moving in on you or something?
Yeah, the humankind. They're cutting down our homes, busting up families. Word is they're cutting down a whole forest.
Okay, guys, you're talking to the wrong person. You need to contact one of those nature groups, like the Sierra Club or...
It has to be you, Doc. You're the only one who knows how to speak human.
Yeah, we can't fight humans on our own. I mean, they got guns and knives and pull-out couches. Sure, I got rabies, I can bite somebody, but I can only do so much.
You guys have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Sure I do. It's man against nature, but with you on our side, and I like the odds.
Me on your side? I didn't say I was going to help you. I didn't say.
Doctor, before you say no, I would like you to see what we're talking about.
The car winds its way along a road that cuts through miles of forest. It comes to a halt, and Dr. Doolittle gets out. He looks down at a hillside where a forest once was, now laid bare with just a few branches left on the devastated land.
It's gone. Everything gone.
The squirrel scurries away. Dr. Doolittle gets on his phone.
How do you save a forest anyway?
You know it's not going to be easy, John. I would assume the lumber companies have a lot of clout. But I do know if there were a threatened or an endangered species living in the forest. There definitely are laws that protect it.
How am I going to find out if there are any endangered animals in the forest?
Well, you could ask Eugene.
Well, he found an endangered species of bear, a female whose mother had been killed by poachers. She's the only Pacific Western bear up there.
Well, that's good. One bear has to be protected, right?
Well, no, the lawyers for Potter's Logging Company argued that since she's the only one up there, there's no chance for survival of the species anyway. There'd have to be a male, too.
Pardon me?
Why don't we just get a male up there, get the two of them together, and let nature take its course?
Well, unfortunately, the only male Pacific Western bear that we could find was raised in captivity.
Excuse
and there's
me?
Never been a bear raised in captivity that's been successfully reintroduced to the wild.
They've never had the world-famous Love Doctor make any introductions.
Psst. Doctor?
Excuse me, sir.
Your man left the barn door open.
Something wrong? Oh, jeez. Hope that Bam Bam didn't see that.
No, I'm sure. The giraffe is the one that was disgusted.
I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Dr. Doolittle goes up to Charisse's room and knocks on the open door. She's lying on her bed, reading a magazine.
I know you're really disappointed.
Disappointed? About not going to Europe? Now, Dad, why would I be disappointed?
Made you a promise, I'm going to stick to it. If you don't want me to do this, I'll understand, okay?
Where I can actually say no and not feel guilty for the rest of my life.
When do we leave?
As soon as we can get a court order stopping the clear-cutting.
Who's going to argue the case?
He gestures to her.
Why are you looking around?
Me?
But me? Not me, you.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Come on, for the animals.
Don't make
for
me
the animals.
For the animals.
Do it for the animals. That speciesism. You're a speciest.
No, Your Honor. We're simply asking for an injunction so that we might have the chance to save a species.
Your Honor, this is a delaying tactic / publicity stunt, saving a species. I have affidavits signed by a range of experts who all concur that to take a bear raised in captivity and reintroduce it into the wild is, well, dangerous and irresponsible. Simply put, a bear raised by circus folk wouldn't know how to feed itself or interact with real bears, let alone make it through its first winter. No, it would certainly succumb to Darwin's law of nature. Survival of the fittest.
Actually...
Well, yeah, but Darwin's never met my dad.
Young lady, that's inappropriate behavior. And just who is your father?
Your Honor, that's me. I'm her father. Name's Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle? Do you feel you could rehabilitate a tame bear and mate it in the wild with a female?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
In that case, I'll grant a 1 month's delay on the harvesting of Campbell's Grove. Or 1 month, Dr. Doolittle. That's it.
Thank you, sir.
And, Doctor, if that bear should so much as set one paw in a campsite or this town, I'll rescind this order immediately.
I understand completely. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Dr. Doolittle!
Dr. Doolittle, you speak to both domestic and wild animals. Can a circus bear relate to a forest bear?
Well, I don't know much about him, except that he's been living in captivity, so I'm sure he'll be really happy to return to the wild.
Lisa taps him on the shoulder, smiling, and gestures for him to follow her.
So much for a family vacation. But Doc figured how hard could this be? That was before he met Archie.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's the bear with flair, the walking rug with an adorable mug, Archie the Bear!
Archie the Bear waits off stage on a motorbike.
They love me. Go!
He rides across the stage and crashes.
And that's the show!
Later, Dr. Doolittle shows Archie a picture of a bear.
Woo! Big bone gal, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
You got any action shots? You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, but listen, you'd be really lucky to wind up with somebody like her.
Oh, look, I have had so many girlfriends, you know. Okay, look, I've never had a girlfriend, but just bring her by. Bring her by on Monday. That's when I'm dark, okay?
Oh, no, I can't bring her here. You have to go to her.
Whoa. Go to her? Where?
She's in the forest.
Ooh, I don't play forests. I'm strictly state fair, small arena type bear.
Archie. Do you know what kind of bear you are?
Let's see. Yes, I'm a singer, dancer, 3 years tap,
no,
2 years jazz.
You're an endangered species.
Hey, is that a threat, buddy? Because my lawyer will be down here.
No, it's not a threat. I'm not threatening you. What I'm saying is that you're a very rare bear. You're what's called a Pacific Western bear. You know what that is?
Yes, I know. Look, I can play any kind of bear. I've got range, grizzly, panda, polar. Here, check out my polar. I am freezing.
Okay, I've
it
made
is
it clear
cold.
Enough. Let me break it down to you. Your ancestors come from the mountains of California, okay?
Love, love,
and when you were 6 months old, they took you from your mother, and they taught you to wiggle your hips to a recording of Hound Dog.
Peace and quiet. No. I taught myself that. I admit, I pander, because I'm a panda bear! Get it? Pander!
Yes, funny stuff, Archie. But listen, what I'm proposing to you is I'd like to take you back to where your ancestors roamed, get you out in the woods, and teach you to be a real bear.
Look, I like the bear I am, okay? I'm famous! Look, have you been to the gift shop? I have my own Beanie Baby.
You do this, I promise you'll be the most famous bear in all the world.
Bigger than Pooh.
Are you kidding me? You pull this off, they'll be saying Winnie the Who.
You've got yourself a bear.
And in what must be one of the most unusual stories of the year, Dr. John Doolittle is trying to rewrite the laws of nature by attempting to reintroduce a performing bear into the wild. And in doing so, he hopes to save an entire forest from destruction. It's Darwin versus Doolittle.
Oh, get over yourself.
Governor, I've got two lumber mills waiting for that wood.
I understand, Joe, but it's complicated. Especially if that endangered bear survives.
I don't meet my quota, Governor. You're the one who's going to be endangered.
Now, JP, not to worry. That ridiculous bear is bound to screw up at least once. And when he does, you'll have yourself a new trophy.
and I've got just the place to put him.
It's Saturday, get the car shined up, and hair collined up.
What you gonna wear,
a 4x4 drives along a road cut into the side of a hill, the Golden Gate Bridge in the distance. It's soon making its way through a thick stretch of forest and parks outside a wooden house.
So we all moved to the forest and waited for Archie to arrive. Now, while the family got settled, it was time I started looking out for number one. Well, this looks like as good a place as any here. Here we go. Ah, the simple pleasures of life. Holy Lord, that wolf is a fox. I hope I don't have dog breath. You know, from looking at my own... Never mind. Oh, you like that, huh? Yeah, that was me. Plenty more where that came from, if you know what I mean. Grr to you, too. What is that, some kind of secret wild lady dog code for you like me? Yeah, I do some dancing. Here's a little move I call the back scratcher. Pretty cool, huh? Hey, hot lady dog! Wait, where are you going? Call me! And so the big day finally came, and I had a feeling the fur was gonna fly.
Okay, everybody, you all know why we're here. We're about to try to do something that's never been done before. And everyone thinks that we can't pull this off. And they got their blades sharpened and their trucks ready to roll. But we're gonna prove them wrong, right? That's right. I want everybody to put their claws together. And how about a big round of applause for the bear that's gonna lead the way? Let's hear it for Archie! Yeah!
Archie comes out of a truck.
Are you ready to save the forest? Well, put your paws up, put your paws up. Come on now.
Is this some kind of joke?
Hey, I want to go serious on you for a second. I know I've got my work cut out for me, but with your help, I know one thing. Now go.
Archie struts across a small stage.
I will survive, yes, I will survive. For as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. Yes, I will survive. For as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. Everybody!
We're dead.
Nevermore.
This show's over.
Well, let's go fool around.
Got your work cut out for you, Doc.
Okay, I'm done. That's good. Turn it off.
You're not a real bear. You're Wayne Newton in a bear suit.
So dirty. Look at my paws.
Yes, it's the woods, Archie. Its chief component is dirt.
Wait, hey, Doc, is that her? She's a babe.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, look at the way she moves. Oh, man, would I love to see her wet.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to go over and introduce you. You just wait here, okay?
Yeah, good. Hey, tell her I really dig her fat pouch, but don't be crude.
I'll try to work that in.
Okay, good. Wait. Hey. Gah.
Oh, are you coming over here?
I'm a little busy foraging.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. My name is John.
I'm Ava.
Hi, Ava. That's a pretty name, Ava. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hey, a quick question, Ava. How would you like to meet the man of your dreams?
You're real cute, but I don't go interspecies.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about... I shouldn't have said man. Oh. I should have said bear. How would you like to meet the bear of your dreams? Look at that big... What do you think of that big, magnificent hunk of bear over there?
I don't think I see him. Oh, is he standing behind that door?
Oh, no, he is... Look, let me explain to you what's going on, all right? There's a logging company that's going to tear down this whole forest, everything.
Oh.
And the only thing that can stop him is if I can get two Pacific Western bears together. You're a Pacific Western bear, and so is he. And if I can get the two of you together, and you made little Pacific Western bears, then... You see where I'm going with this?
Uh-huh, yeah. Look, no offense, but I don't talk to bear pimps.
Hey, wait a minute. Come on, at least let me call him over so you can meet him, please. Hey, Archie, come over here.
Hey, Johnny! Hey, there you are! Come on, man, I thought we were gonna go work out. Jeez.
Okay, Archie, you're on.
What do I say to her?
Get to know her a little bit. Tell her a little about yourself.
Hi, I'm Archie. I like moonlit walks on the beach, sharing slop buckets with that special someone, and soulful sounds of the Backstreet Boys.
You're very weird.
Weird as in sexy?
No, just weird.
Hey, Archie. Archie, why don't you let me take it from here? That was good.
Okay.
Damn! So, Ava, what do you think of Archie? Cute, huh?
Oh, don't make me eat you. Oh,
stop that. I know he's a little uncomfortable around the female species at first, but if you give him...
That's not even really the point. You see, I need a real bear. Someone who can hunt and protect and provide for me.
Oh, okay. I can understand that. But...
Oh, and, you know, I'm already involved with someone.
Really? You have a boyfriend already? A bear friend?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you in love with this bear?
Love? Look, my cousin married for love, and the next thing she knows, he's two-timing her with this hot little grizzly in a cave up north.
Okay, so you're not in love?
No.
All right, let's make a deal. Don't make any decisions for a month. I'm gonna go work with Archie. In a month's time, I'm gonna turn that bear into a bear that you will be proud to have little bear cubs with, okay?
Check it out! I flip for you! Pinecone! Gah!
It's nighttime, and the doc finds Charisse sitting on the porch steps of the house.
Hey. Perfect night. Mm-hmm. Sitting out here breathing this fresh country air and just listening to the crickets chirp.
Yep.
Hey, you know what the crickets are saying?
Dad, I don't know what the crickets are saying. I don't speak to the animals. You're the one who understands them, not me. Little monkeys don't come up to me asking me for a 40 ounce. I don't say, hey, can I help you, little animal? Do you need a shot? I don't do that,
hey,
Dad. Whoa. I'm up in my room listening to music.
Hey, whoa,
do you
whoa,
see
whoa.
Me talking
hey,
to
hey.
Animals?
Slow it down a second, man. I was just going to tell you that the crickets are nature's thermometers, that's all. You can tell how cold it is by how fast they chirp.
Okay. It seems a little cold out here, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, a little nippy.
Maybe I need to go get my vest.
Charisse goes, and a shocked expression comes over the doc's face as some young men in baseball caps pull up in front of the house in a souped-up pizza delivery car.
Yo, fake Dr. Dre is stupid. Hey, and get a tuna, man, get a tuna. Yo, what's up, baby?
Hey, Eric.
Hey, hey, you left your homie!
What's up, Dr. D?
I don't know, Eric. Maybe you should tell me what's up.
Yo, man, I came to visit. I figured since y'all love me so much that I was gonna stay a couple of days if it was cool.
Oh, no, no, hell no. Hey, Charisse, I don't understand.
What's not there to understand?
Eric with bags, I don't understand that.
Well, he's staying here for a couple of nights. Mama said so.
Oh, your mother said so.
Yes, Mom.
Oh, okay, Eric, you're gonna be on the floor in the living room in a sleeping bag on the floor if you don't have a problem with that. And by the way, Eric, I'm watching you. And not just me, you know, I got eyes all around the woods. You know, I talk to the birds, right?
Thanks, Dad.
Yes. Watch your back.
I feel you.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah,
okay.
Here.
All right. I'm watching you, Eric. I'm watching your back.
Bears are opportunistic eaters, finding food wherever they can.
Can we please see what else is on?
No, we can't see what else is on. You need to watch this, Archie, so you can learn how to feed yourself and survive during the winter.
What is he doing, digging?
You never even wondered what your shop clothes was for, have you?
No.
Bears are excellent swimmers.
Not this bear.
I know you're not going to sit there and tell me you don't know how to swim.
Oh, wait, you haven't heard? There's a new invention. It's called the boat.
Okay, that's the last straw. Tomorrow morning, we're going to get up at the crack of dawn, and I'm teaching you how to fish.
How about noonish?
Unbelievable.
And so began the bear-a-thon, a training mission so grisly, so unbearable, so hairy. Okay, that's enough.
All right, Archie, let's do it. This river's full of fish. Let's go.
Yup, so is Red Lobster.
Hey, don't look at me. Look at the water. That's where the fish are.
They're moving. Oh, man, one just touched me. One just touched me.
Look, you big fairy baby, I want you to put your face down in that water right now and grab a fish.
No.
Archie, I want you to do just like you saw on TV. Put your face under the water and catch a fish. You can do it. Come on, man, I'm here with you. Go under the water.
All right. I'll try it.
All right, one, two, three, four. Okay.
It's Archie. What's up?
What's up?
Okay. Okay, get one. Hush. Hey! Archie!
Doc Doolittle revives Archie.
Okay, Archie. Now you tell me how smart you have to be to lift your head up out of the water when you can't breathe.
I saw light. It was a bright light. It was beautiful.
Okay, that's it. We're going to take you on a little trip right now that's going to toughen you up. Come on.
What? What?
We're going to find something even you can catch. Come on.
I saw my grandma.
The doc uses a knife to expose some tree grubs.
Come on, eat.
Oh, and...
Come on, eat.
I don't eat the... I'm good. Thanks. Okay, am I close?
Cold.
Use the force.
Colder? Warmer?
Arctic.
So how's it going?
I think it's going great. I'm not even going to need 3 weeks. Mm. Honey, look, he's already foraging grapes, right?
Why is he walking away from...
Help me
he's
out.
Not walking away from him. He's circling the grapes.
Why? Are they dangerous grapes?
No, grapes aren't dangerous. Eric?
Seriously, where are the grapes?
Don't worry. He's doing great. We're right on schedule.
Getting dizzy.
Hey, pop door!
A cellar door.
Concrete broke my ball. Definite bruise. Now, explain this again. I'm supposed to climb into a small dark space and sleep for 6 months?
Yes, that's what bears do. It's called hibernation.
Oh, it sounds more like depression. Wait, how do I eat?
Well, you don't eat. What you do is you eat a lot during the summer, and that lasts you throughout the whole winter.
Where do I go to the bathroom?
Well, there's no going to the bathroom.
What? You kid?
I'm serious. What you do is a week before you hibernate, you start eating things like dirt and moss and hair and grass, and it forms a big, big plug in your, it plugs up your, you know.
It blocks my butt?
Oh, yeah, blocks it all up with this big, nasty, hairy plug of hair and grass. This big, nasty plug.
Whoa, whoa, wait! So you want me to sleep for 6 months with a big cork in my butt?
Yeah, that's the idea of it.
Okay, goodbye.
Hey, Archie.
See you later.
Archie, come back here.
Nope, I'm
Archie.
Gone. See ya. Hey, heading south.
Archie, listen, nobody's gonna pick up a hitchhiking bear.
Look, I'll split the gas and sit in the back with the kids.
Come on now, Archie, stop it. Now,
sorry, Doc, this isn't working out. I almost drowned. Ava doesn't like me.
Hey, look, I'm sick and tired of your complaining, Archie, okay? Look up in this tree. What do you see, huh?
Bird.
Right, a bird in his home. And on the branch below him, there's a squirrel in his home. And down there by the fence, there's a little rabbit in his home. All these animals are depending on you. Okay, you can do this. Just listen to your inner bear. Okay? Just trust him. He'll tell you what to do. Just trust him, Archie. Come on.
Okay, but I gotta tell you, my inner bear has a problem with the butt plug.
Right, that's it. I'm gonna show you what happens to animals that don't have a home. Come on.
The dog and Archie walk past some caged creatures. Two vultures, then a boar.
Hello, Clarice.
Doc, this isn't really necessary.
It's time for a little tough love. Come on.
Look at here. What's the matter, boy? Couldn't make it on the outside?
Hey.
Come on in here, Powder Puff.
Go on in there.
What? Why?
There's a couple of bears inside that want to meet you. Go. Come on.
I'll just sit over on that side of the cell.
Tired of this madness.
Don't be scared.
I'll bite you.
Yes, do look. Oh, hi, honey.
Don't like to hunt? Don't like to fish? Do you know what I would give to be out there in the forest instead of in this dump?
Doc!
Do I hear someone talking?
No.
See, that's the problem with kids today. No respect. Kid think he knows my life.
I think he needs us to teach him a lesson.
No, I just...
I'm gonna give him a bear hug. Get over here, let me give you a bear hug. Get on over here, Tiny.
No, actually, it's going quite well. Yes, I think I finally got this under control.
Her name was Lola.
Yeah.
She was a show bear.
Hey, Lisa, let me call you
right
back.
With yellow feathers in her hair and her dress cut down to there.
Where?
At the Copa.
Yes.
Copa.
Doc, apparently everyone in this place loves musicals.
I'm kidding. I get it. I'll try harder.
Meanwhile, while the cat's away, the mice will play. And by mice, I mean teenagers.
All right, it's still closed?
Yes.
Here they come.
Okay, boys, this is it. Remember what the doc said. If this punk tries anything fresh, we let him have it. Capiche?
I got wings, legs, tacos, whatever.
Taco? Did somebody say taco?
No. Blend in. You're gonna blow our cover.
Sharice is something I've really been meaning to do ever since we got out here.
Oh, really? What's that?
This.
He leans in to kiss Sharice.
Now! He French kissed me! Now that worked out nicely. The drinks are on me, Jenny.
Meanwhile, the doctor gave Archie and me some lessons of our own. Could you leave a little for me? Because technically it is my... Just a thought.
Hey, what's going on here?
I've been so blessed, I feel I should give back to the hot lady dog.
No, look, you don't have to put up with that. Hey, get out of here! Ah! Go! Ah!
That is one hot fox.
What's the matter with you two?
What?
Don't you know that every female is looking for the strongest male?
But what about personality?
I'm gonna die a virgin.
Look, shut up and listen. The strongest male is called the alpha male. Now, the alpha male is the big boss. He wants everybody to know he's the boss male. You have to be him, the boss of all the males. The alpha male, you have to learn how to walk like the alpha male. Walk the walk.
Walk the walk.
That's right. And talk to alpha male, talk.
Yeah, I'm still on the walk.
That's right, it's about power and respect. It's about pure, unchecked, uncompromised, testosterone-driven male power.
John. Didn't I ask you to line the garbage pails?
And you lied to your damn self, woman!
What?
I'm sorry, honey. I was talking to the animals. I got a little riled up. I was teaching them something.
stop messing with those animals and go and get us something to eat.
Okay, I'm on my way. Going to get the food right now, honey.
Go.
Oh, on my way.
Way to go, Alpha Male. Talk the talk.
Shut up!
Who are you telling to shut up?
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to them. I was talking to the animals. I'm going to get the food.
The Doc and Archie are sitting round a campfire.
You sure you don't want another one of these things?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I got a question for you, Archie. Let's say you spend your whole life in show business, right? What's going to be a big finish? Every act has to have a big finish.
Big finish? Check it out. San Francisco B, quote, "The best thing about Archie's act is when it's finished," end quote.
No, I mean in life, you know? Who are you going to share your success with? Your hopes and your dreams and your fears and failures? I tell you what, everything that I do wouldn't mean anything if I didn't have my wife and kids to go home to.
Sometimes I do get very lonely. I've never been in love.
Okay, this is your big chance. You know, I think Ava really likes you.
What did she say something? What'd she say?
Well, you know, you gotta learn to read between the lines sometimes.
She loves me? I knew it!
Hey, let's not get carried away, all right, Archie?
I feel like I'm about to burst. So this is what love feels like, right? Oh, or maybe it's the marshmallows.
Yeah, I think it's the marshmallows because you ate a whole bag of them.
Doc, tomorrow, you're gonna see a brand new bear.
You know what, Archie? I think I'm gonna call it a night.
Don't go. It's a little scary out here for me. Just, can you stay here till I fall asleep?
Okay. I'll wait till you fall asleep, then I'm leaving.
Hey, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Can you leave the light on?
Okay, light stays on.
Keep these here, okay?
Night, Archie.
Night, Doc. If you want a marshmallow, you just gotta ask me, okay?
Next morning, Doc, Doolittle, and Archie run along a lakeside.
Look out, Ava! There's a new Archie in town! Oh, yeah! That feels good! Feel it coming! Feel the burn! Feel the wind! Feel the muscle cramp! Ow! Ah! Ow!
Come on, Archie, don't quit. Dig deep. Come on, let's go. Come on.
I think I pulled my butt muscle. Ouch! It stings. My butt stings. Could you rub my butt? Could you rub it, please? Rub my butt. Come back here, rub my butt. Please rub my butt.
Doc finally realized he was never going to make Archie fast enough or strong enough to impress Ava. But maybe he could make him sweet enough.
How could anybody be so beautiful?
Why don't you go down there and tell her that?
I don't know. What is that?
Oh, that's Sunny. That's her little bear friend. She told me about him.
But he's a Kodiak bear.
Hey, don't get discouraged, man. Listen, you can win her over. But the key to winning a woman over is just figure out what she likes. Like, take my wife.
Please.
Hey, don't do that. This is serious.
I'm sorry.
My wife, she likes to be surprised.
You mean like jumping out of the bushes? Screaming?
Like that. They're like romance. Do something romantic. Something that says, you know, I'm thinking about you all the time. You always on my mind, you know?
Wow, that's really nice. I mean, you do stuff like that all the time?
I used to. But lately I've been, you know, all, you know, caught up in this, so I guess I'm a lot of practice.
In the house.
Candies, my fruit, my cheese, wine. Perfect.
What are you doing?
Oh, hey, honey. I think what I'm doing right now. It's all about you tonight, baby. Yes, I sent the children off to the movies, and the bear is camping in the woods. We're all alone.
Oh, yes, all alone.
Just give one second.
Oh, no, you cannot see me. I am at one with the couch. I am blended perfectly, interwoven into every fiber. Oops, come on.
Found them.
I can give you some pointers.
Like intrusions.
Come on, it ain't no fun if the homies can't see none.
Now, where were we?
Well, you were thinking a few candles and some wine would make up for ignoring me for the last few days.
I'm sensing a little resistance, and I took that into consideration. I know something you won't be able to resist.
And I feel with you.
Is this our wedding song?
That's not fair.
Is this the first thing you ever danced to as Mrs. Doolittle?
Show is about to start.
What show? It is. It truly is. It truly is.
Truly in love with you, girl.
He's so good.
Let me tell you, he scratched my belly the other day. My leg went crazy.
Hey, what's going on?
Apparently, he's truly, truly in love with her.
Hey, Doc, give her some garbage. Chicks like garbage.
How about putting a little sugar on Dr. D's lips, huh?
I think I can do that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Go, Doctor. Go, Doctor.
Go.
Oh, he broke her.
Hey, get out of here, all of you.
Oh,
kids got knocked. This ain't no peep show.
But this is really helpful. I'm learning a lot. Truly.
Just get out of here. We'll discuss it tomorrow.
Uh-oh, busted.
You're going to discuss what tomorrow?
Oh, well, well, baby, why don't we just pick it up where we left off, huh?
Baby, Why don't you sleep on the couch?
Wait, what'd she say, Doc?
She said that she loves me so much I get to sleep on the couch.
You're the man.
Yes, I'm the man. I'm the man on the couch.
Later, with the doc asleep on the couch, Eric wakes on the floor next to him. Becoming aware of the doc's foot hovering above his face, Eric slides out from under it.
Psst, hey Doc, homie was on the move. His hormones are raging. There he goes.
Hold it.
I was only going to the bathroom.
You can hold it. I know that trick.
Hey, baby.
Hi. What's wrong with your voice?
You're looking mighty fine. So, why don't you plant some of that sugar over here on Archie, the truly...
Oh, no.
Is that our song?
Oh.
Ow! Hard ground back.
You should maybe learn how to climb trees. Truly.
That's a bruise.
Hey, come on out of there, Archie.
Never.
Look, I'm sure it wasn't that bad.
It was the most humiliating thing I've ever done. And I once rode a unicycle in a tutu. A tutu!
Okay, I understand. But we could fix this. We just have to work a little harder.
Nope, I'm just going to stay here and hibernate.
Tell him to stay in there. We're making our own bear soup.
No, Archie's fine.
Good, because we were wondering, would it be all right if every animal in the whole entire forest stays with you next week?
All right, Archie, I'm not playing anymore. I want you to come out here right now, you big coward.
Excuse me, who are you calling a coward?
You. I'm calling you a coward. You're a big coward for quitting like this.
Well, it's hard.
You don't know what hard is, Archie. My wife is mad at me, my daughter's mad at me, and I'm spending my vacation with a pizza boy who greets me by saying, yo, Dr. D, what's up? Now I'm standing here listening to a big furry baby crying, telling me he wants to quit because it's too hard.
Oh, Ava laughed at me.
Oh, boo-hoo, Ava laughed at me. I love her and I need her and she laughed at me. You know something? You don't even deserve Ava. Why should Ava have to spend the rest of her life with a coward like you?
Hey, don't poke the bear, buddy.
Well, I didn't poke a bear, because if I poked a bear would be mauling me, so I don't know what I poked, but it sure as hell ain't no bear.
Hey, I'm warning you.
Oh, yeah, and I'm poking you.
Hey, stop it.
And poke, poke, poke.
All right, that's it.
Archie slugs the dog.
Archie hurt. Hey, that felt good. Bear-like.
Hey, Archie, you know what? You're beyond my help. You just take your ass back to the circus.
A bear?
Woohoo! I'm a bear! I'm the alpha bear! Grrr!
Bear say grrr, right?
What happened to you?
Archie! You know...
Potter called. He wants to make a deal. Just listen to what he has to say.
The doc looks reluctant as Lisa hands him a phone. Archie runs through the forest with a fish in his mouth. He drops it in front of Ava.
Ooh, so for you, madame.
Thanks.
So does Sonny bring you fish?
No, not a fish, usually about 100.
100? Wait, no, he can't carry that many. Okay, but does Sonny tell you that you have the most beautiful eyes he's ever seen? Does he promise to fill your life with love, poetry, laughs?
No.
And, you know...
No, mostly he just asks me when I think I'll be in heat.
Prince Charming, huh?
Yeah.
So when is that?
Do you want to go for a walk?
With you or alone?
With me.
Okay. This isn't a walk, we're running. Why do we always have to run?
I got you now and I just...
just wanna show you how to play.
Archie and Deva run together across a grassy plain.
I wanna go all night.
They wrestle with each other, Eva biting at Archie's ear. Later, Archie splashes Eva as they play in the waters of a lake.
Yep, there was love in the air. Be the man, be the man. Be the man. Hey, now you listen to me. Yeah, that's right. You're in my house now. Yeah, my house. Also my house. All these are my houses. Hey, you're a lucky girl, you know that? Yeah, you're the lucky one, not me. You. Yeah. Hey, you want to go out with me tonight, or would that be good, or...
Hey, wait a minute. What do you think you're doing?
Who, me? No, I'm not doing anything. I'm just, you know, assuming the position.
Hey, you marked my tree.
Oh, no, I would never do that. I would never mark your tree. I don't even know what those words mean. I drank a lot of water. I'll tell you something about water. It goes right through me.
Come on, it smells like lemonade.
Oh, yeah, oh, I see your point. Yeah, yours is very, very strong. It's like ammonia. I'm actually getting dizzy, to tell you the truth.
Come on, let's beat it. We're leaving.
Well, you two are going, and we'll have fun. Have fun. You make a very handsome couple. God, I hate myself.
A beehive.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, bears have died trying to reach that hive.
Well, if you want it, you got it.
Oh, please, don't even think about it. That's not funny.
No, I'm going to go get it for you. No,
Archie, I'm serious. Don't. It's too dangerous.
Okay.
Promise me.
Okay. I like you, Ava.
I like you too, Archie.
Oh, what are you girls doing over here?
Sonny, don't.
Beat it, circus boy.
Sonny.
Oh, you keep your yap shut.
Hi, your charm is matched only by your odor.
And what does that mean?
Oh, it just means you're a malodorous ignoramus. It's nothing really.
What is he saying? I'm confused. I don't like being confused.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
Really? Well, you'd think he'd get used to it, huh?
Let's go, Ava.
Ava, don't go. Look, maybe you can do better than me, but don't do worse.
I thought you liked me.
Of course I do.
Come on, Ava.
But you'll always be a city bear, and I need more than that.
City bear. Great.
The dog sits with Riley and Potter in a roadside diner.
Should we put all our cards on the table?
Of course.
This bear you brought up here has as much likelihood of making little bear babies as Riley here. Ain't it gonna happen. On the other hand, thanks to you, I'm not exactly drowning in favorable publicity. So, here's my offer. I will set aside 10 acres, turn it into a sanctuary. You can bring all your little animal buddies there. Plus, you'll be saving face. You won't have to admit you'd failed. You don't look like a fool.
Look, 10 acres is ridiculous.
That's the offer.
The deadline is Wednesday at 12 noon. Let me be clear. At 12:01, we'll be sending in every logger, every piece of logging equipment we've got. By Friday, there won't be a tree standing.
I need to run this by my wife.
Excellent idea. There's a payphone in the back.
Excuse me.
Calling the wife. Always a sign of weakness.
Hey, Johnny. What are you doing?
Doc, I know what to do. I've got my big finish.
Look, come in here quick.
All right. Hey, I don't think I'm allowed in here.
Okay, listen, I gotta tell you, this thing is over. I'm just sorry I dragged you into all of this. I'm gonna have to get you an audition in Vegas or something, you know, because these guys offer me a deal and it's the best I can do.
No. The best you can do is not give up on me, Doc. Come on, you told me. Listen to your inner bear, remember?
I don't know, Archie.
Look, I know how I can win Ava.
Okay, I know I'm nuts or something, but I'm gonna give it another shot. I'll give it one more chance.
Yes!
Okay, let me get over.
Yes!
Uh-oh, what's the problem?
Ice cream is acting up.
What ice cream?
I got depressed after Sonny and Ava and I went on a bender. And by the second gallon, I realized I'm in love with Ava in this ice cream called Cherry Garcia.
Hey, don't you dare throw up on me.
Oh, that's not where it's gonna come out. Oh!
Wait, one second. You gotta do that. Sit down on the toilet.
I can't hold it.
Hey, wait a second. No, don't sit. You gotta lift the lid up first.
Oh, this is not gonna be big enough. Oh, boy.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just sit there. I'm gonna keep guard outside. You just
take care of what
you gotta take care of.
It's gonna come.
Hey, how you doing? I'll be with you in 1 second. I'm gonna take care of business.
Sure, sure. Who are you talking to in there?
I'm talking to myself. I was, you know, sometimes gotta coax it down.
Right.
I'll give myself a little sphincter, a little pep talk. Excuse me. Come on down, you.
Damn! Oh, my God!
I gotta stay in here with you.
Okay.
Let me get the window open.
This is crazy.
Please, don't do nothing until I get the window open.
Uh-oh.
The window only opens a little bit. That's not gonna be enough.
Hey, you're doing it, aren't you?
Wow! Woo-hoo! Wow, it's worse than I imagined it would be!
Archie!
You just had ice cream?
Yes!
That's not just ice cream.
Oh, Archie! Ain't that bad. Come on! Woo!
Gentlemen, no deal. Thanks for your time.
Riley, Potter, and a dog on the floor all smell something pungent.
Is that me?
Can you hear me, Pupito?
Stop staring at me. You're giving me a complex. I'm trying to blend.
Well, if you can hear me, can you change to the color of this table?
What do you think you're doing?
I think he understands me.
Well, if he understood me, I'd tell him how sick I am of all these stupid animals.
Oh, that really hurt. Well, if you could understand me, I'd tell you to do something about those dandruff flakes. It's looking like Christmas in July.
I hate this place.
So young, so angry. Damn that rap music.
Hey.
Hey.
So, how'd it go?
Well, I told Potter no deal.
Well, I thought it wasn't working with Archie. Well,
Archie's got an idea. He thinks he can win Ava over, so I'm gonna see this thing through.
So that means we're stuck here?
Oh, Charisse.
Hey, Charisse. Hey, Charisse. Hey, it's a long walk back to the city. Hey, we're not getting along too good, are we?
I want to go home.
I want to go home, too. We're going home, but there's something else that's bothering you, isn't it? I'm not saying it's all your fault. Maybe it's my fault. I don't know. Maybe it's a phase or something that you're going through, but something's bothering you, okay? And your mother thinks you got a problem and you're not telling us about it.
No.
You sure? There's nothing bothering you?
I'm sure.
Charisse.
Fine, Dad.
Okay, now, because, you know, I'm not saying you do have a problem, but if you do have a problem, we work things out, right?
Right.
You cool?
Cool.
All right. But your mother was a little worried, and I was...
Tell her. I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doc Doolittle smiles at his daughter as he walks off. Charisse looks thoughtful.
Dad?
Yes. I knew it. I knew something was bothering you. What is it? Come on, talk to me. Really, I mean, you know, daddy to daughter. Break it down. And don't, you can cry, whatever. We cry together, if that's... What is it?
Nothing.
Stop.
Must be the mountains messing me up, because I'm fine.
You sure you're all right?
She nods, and he kisses her on the forehead.
She's all right. You have your little space. I'll be in the house.
All right.
Okay.
Archie's wandering through the forest.
Talking time's done. It's time to be bold. For Ava.
He's going after the hive!
Who?
Archie!
Who?
Archie, you idiot! Jeez. Boy, this cliff's a lot higher than I remember.
Bye-bye, species.
So this is your big plan, huh? Archie, you get back here right now. Come back in.
No way, Doc. I'm going to do this or die trying.
That bear is one bad mother.
Archie, what are you doing?
Archie, you get back in here right now. Come back in. Stop playing.
I don't think I'm going to win Ava by eating a bunch of worms. I'm never going to be more woodsy than Sunny. I have to show her how much she means to me.
Yeah, and if you fall, it's going to prove that you're stupid and dead, Archie.
What's going on around here? Oh, Circus Boy's got a new trick.
Quiet, Sunny.
Okay, I got it.
That log ain't gonna hold them, and I know logs.
Okay, whoa!
Don't move, watch, don't move!
Careful!
I'll buy you the honey.
Hey!
Break!
This was not a good idea.
Archie, get down!
I'm fine.
But there are bees! Hold still, I'll try to talk to them, work something out. Don't you move!
They're stinging me!
Oh, no, stinging!
Guys,
I can't see!
Oh, they're stinging! Get away from me! Get away!
Attack!
Hold on, no attack! Hey, stop!
Defend the hive!
Hey, Archie!
Get the little guy!
Attack the hive!
The bees swarm towards Riley, who's watching through binoculars.
Archie,
circus boy.
Go suck a salmon.
Hey, I get it for you.
Good job, RJ. Way to go, RJ. All right.
Yeah, you did it. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. That kid's got moxie. I love him.
Okay, what's the matter with you, huh? What do you do something like that for, huh? Are you crazy?
I could have got that hive if I wanted it. Come on, Ava, before I get mad.
Sonny, we're not working out, so take a hike. Honey?
Yeah, babe, what's up?
No, I meant would you like more honey?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay.
So, you ready to talk about preserving the species?
Well, we could talk. Or you could count to 100 and come and get me.
Okay, counting, great. One, two. One, two, three.
Impressive, he's really counting.
Come on, focus. One.
Maybe I should stay in the open.
One, two, 10, G, H, P. Green, orange, fish.
Pace yourself, not so fast.
One, two, three, 10, 15. Okay, 100!
A tranquilizer dart.
What the nap?
Daddy?
Hey.
Daddy's back!
Lisa goes to meet him.
What is it? What happened?
It's Archie.
Back up. Okay, folks, let's move it back now. We got a wild animal coming through. Wild animal coming through. I know you've all seen the show When Animals Attack. Have you seen when animals wake up and attack? Now, there's nothing more dangerous than a half-sedated, half-unsedated bear. They have big, sharp teeth and claws.
Excuse me, I'm Dr. Doolittle. What happened in here?
Oh, well, he broke down the back door, and then we found him ransacking the kitchen.
No.
Yeah. Sorry, Dr. Doolittle. I was rooting for you. All right, let's move it out. Show's over. Let's go.
Hey, Archie, it's me. What happened?
Hey, I was so close, Doc. It came out of nowhere. And are you ready to save the forest?
The good news is we're setting aside 10 acres of forest. We're calling it the Dr. Doolittle Wildlife Sanctuary. Very pleased about that. Speak of the devil.
Can we ask you a few questions?
You know, you think you won this thing, Riley, but you haven't.
Fine. We'll just level your forest and call it a tie. Thanks very much, folks. That's it for today. Thank you.
Only I had an eyewitness. Did anybody see what happened?
Yeah. We got one problem. He's a weasel.
Oh, really? What'd he do?
No, I mean, he's an actual weasel. Hey, Weasel, the doctor's here.
Okay, you know what? That's Mr. Weasel.
Hey, well, Mr. Weasel, did you see what happened to the bear?
Ooh, the big scary bear. Did I see what happened?
Did you see anything or not?
Okay, here's the deal. You give me that shiny wristwatch of yours, and I'll tell you what you need to know.
He's such a weasel.
Oh, thank you.
Look, Potter's people set Archie up. I got a witness.
An animal? You can't offer that to evidence.
But you got any better ideas?
Well, I'll stall for time. Maybe we'll get a private investigator.
Look, those trucks are ready to roll. They're going to take Archie and ship him off to a zoo in Mexico.
John, if you go on the witness stand, Riley is going to tear you to shreds.
But what do I have to lose?
Your reputation.
Look, I don't care. I'm not giving up on those animals this easy. Not without a fight. Excuse me.
Your Honor, we admit it was a setback. But we would like one more week to rehabilitate the bear.
Might I suggest perhaps counsel would like to admit the animal into the Betty Ford Clinic?
Or the Yogi Bear Clinic.
What if I could prove the entire thing was a setup?
That would be a very serious allegation. Do you intend to present evidence?
We have an eyewitness.
Your Honor, can I address the court just for a minute?
Go ahead.
Sir, we have an eyewitness who testified that they heard a gunshot, then they saw a truck backing up to the area where the shot was fired.
Is that witness here in the courtroom?
No, not in the courtroom with us because he's a weasel.
Order.
Your Honor, I know this seems very unreasonable, but I can talk to animals, and one of them did come forward with this information, sir.
Your Honor, if it pleases the court, I have no problem allowing Dr. Doolittle or counsel the opportunity to question the eyewitness. I would just ask for a brief recess so that I have opportunity to get a camera. I'd like a snapshot of the animal being sworn in.
That's enough.
Does the weasel need immunity? Because certainly we could provide animal protection program.
That's enough. Dr. Doolittle, I will not allow you to make a mockery of my courtroom. The deadline has passed. Motion to extend denied.
That's a shame. shame. You hate to see it.
A crowd of reporters.
Dr. Doolittle, can you tell us what the weasel said?
Archie's cell.
Hey, Doc, okay. Coming to get me out?
Sort of.
Sort of? What do you mean, sort of?
Well, I couldn't really prove your story, Archie. So they,
What? They what? What? They what?
They think you're too dangerous to be set free, so...
Yeah? What?
They sold you to a Mexican circus.
Ay, chihuahua.
The doc sits down.
Archie, I'm so sorry.
For what?
For everything. You know, dragging you out of here and putting you through all this stuff. Giving you hope. I feel like I ruined your life.
Ruined my life? Doc, you gave me a life. You're the one who taught me about love. No one can ever take that away from me.
Hey, Charisse. What are you doing down here?
Mom wanted me to tell you that her motion for an appeal has been denied.
We knew it was a long shot anyway.
The doc peers through the cell bars at Archie.
Well, Archie, at least you'd be back in show business.
Yeah, that's not what I want anymore. I just want Ava.
I know you want Ava.
Well, maybe I wasn't meant to be loved.
Everybody is meant to be loved.
That's right. Everybody's meant... Charisse. Oh, my God. Charisse, since when?
A couple of weeks now. At first, it was kind of fuzzy. But, now it's really clear.
And this is what you've been keeping from us, right?
I didn't want to say anything, Dad, because I didn't want to become a freak.
Oh, no, you're not going to become a freak. Not at all. Hey, look, when it started happening to me, I got scared, too. Just looking at it the wrong way. This is a good thing.
How?
Well, look at all the good that's come out of it already.
What good?
Well, look at us, like this, huh? How about this,
huh? Hey, guys, now I know what I've been missing. My family. I guess that's something I'll never have.
Dad, you gotta help him. Isn't there something that we can do? And it's not just him, I mean, it's all the animals. There's so many of them.
Yeah, there are so many of them.
The doc addresses the animals in a forest clearing.
You guys have given up, haven't you?
Hey, what am I gonna do? I'm 6 years old. I'm not a young beaver no more. Besides, we've been living in this forest how long?
About 100 years we've been shaking down this forest, boss.
So we had a good run.
Look, I tried to do this by myself, but I can't. So if you guys want to save your homes, you're going to have to help me. And whether or not you believe it, you guys have enormous untapped power. I'm serious. Whenever people talk about the best of the best, it's always an animal expression. You got a heart like a lion, or he's as strong as an ox. He's got eyes like an eagle, or he can move swift like a gazelle. Or you stink like a skunk.
What?
Sorry about that, man. I'm just trying to make my point here. What I'm trying to say is we can do this. We can do it! Just don't give up without a fight!
Let the word go out from Sicily to SeaWorld. The trucks don't move. Capisce?
The beavers run! Yeah!
Got it!
All right!
Yeah! The doc shakes his fists as he screams. Now, Eric, Charisse, and Maya stand defiantly in front of the logging trucks.
Hey, kids! I got to ask you to move!
No!
No? Listen, don't start with me.
Everybody, take your positions.
A pack of snarling wolves appear.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Roll them up.
I ain't never seen nothing like this before. None of them have any milk.
What?
All of them are dry.
What's wrong, Annabelle?
Strike, strike, strike.
Go get the frisbee! Come on, go get it!
Go!
Strike, strike, strike!
Give me that!
As the dogs rebel, Archie's playing a harmonica in his cell. A pigeon lands outside the window.
Hey, Archie, all the animals are working together. You'll be out of here in no time.
It's ridiculous. Animals can't organize.
You may want to take a look at this for yourself, then.
All over the world, animals have organized. They're striking in Paris, Texas, in Paris, France, in Brooklyn, in Mexico, and in Canada.
I'm sure I'm going to regret this in the morning, but maybe you should talk with Doolittle.
And what? Give in to a bunch of beasts and lower life forms? I took on the Democrats, I can take on a bunch of animals.
Rats!
Oh, no!
Rats.
Watch it!
Oh, beat it!
Retreat! Medic!
Organized.
Riley and Potter make their way through a darkened hall full of stuffed animals, failing to see Ava and Joey, who are standing stock still among them.
We have two bogeys bearing Alpha, Tango, Niner. We are locked on target, Potter.
You hear something?
Commence bombing. Roger that, sir.
Well done, man. I got you.
Party ain't over yet.
I want it.
Wolves.
Sir?
Don't make any sudden moves.
Gotcha.
Attack! Knock it on. Hoops away. Firing the two.
More bird droppings.
Let's return to base and reload.
You've locked the,
What?
You've locked the door, sir.
What?
You might want to...
I think you should run.
I'm an attorney. I was...
Yeah.
I'm not with him.
Run!
There he is again! Get the little guy!
Bees.
Face!
Ava.
Please, no, I'm sure we can work something out. I'm just reaching for my phone. I'm gonna call Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, no sudden movements or I'm gonna bite you in the cannolis.
Hello, the number for Dr. John Doolittle, please. Not Stuart Little, Doolittle.
Doolittle. Oh, Mr. Potter, how are you, sir?
Oh, I could be better. I'm here with a couple of your friends.
I know you can't possibly believe that animals are organizing.
I don't know what to think anymore.
I'll tell you what. Let's put our cards on the table. I will be more than happy to set up a meeting between you and these animals so you can work out your problem.
What?
Hey, look, it's the only way you're going to be able to save face. You won't have to admit you were wrong, and you'll get out of this thing without looking like an idiot.
Okay. Look, anything. Just call them off.
Okay, all right, listen. Put the raccoon on the phone.
He wants to speak to you. Make it short.
Hello. Yeah. No, I got it under control. Hey, we'll call you back. All right.
First off, let me say that I'm here only as a mediator, and these negotiations will be between Mr. Potter and the representatives of the United Animals of the Forest Local 534.
Yeah, let's come to order.
This is my new proposal.
Hey.
What's the stipulations, Doc? What kind of territory are we looking at?
It's only 12 acres here. It's 12 acres.
I got you 12 acres right here, pal.
Hey, they like it.
I'll give you something you like. Like this.
Joey pees on the contract.
I think that's a no. Well, hell no, maybe.
Meanwhile, the strike kept growing. Even the pros were getting in on the act.
The last few runners left to load now for one of the biggest spectacles of the year. It's Derby time. Last horses in. Gates closed.
Hell no, we won't go.
Run your own stupid race.
You try running a mile. Don't even think about reaching for that whip, Shorty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shamu. Yeah! This is Shamu.
Nah, I don't feel like jumping through any hoops today. Any of you guys?
No, not me today. I just ate.
Mr. Potter, I hope we have a deal now.
Potter signs.
All right, guys.
Good job. Told him everything he knows.
Vive le bear! Vive le ouchie! Vive le bear!
Come on, give me a bear hug. Come on.
No, absolutely not.
You're not leaving here until you get a bear hug.
All right.
It's a little one.
Come on.
Okay.
Archie.
Yes.
Archie. Archie, crush my spine. Archie.
The logging trucks leave.
Bye-bye. Drive safe now. Buckle up.
The cave.
Hey, Archie, you in there?
What?
Hey, Doc. Hey, man, I just stopped by to say so long.
Oh, thanks for everything.
You are quite welcome.
Archie, I'm ready.
Yeah, she's an eight. Excuse me, Doc. Gotta go save the species.
Oh, go do your thing, Archie. Yeah, Archie. Archie! Oh, Archie.
Yeah, it was quite a summer. Hey, Doc.
Hey, Lucky, what are you doing?
What am I doing? Let me phrase it this way.
Lucky's with his wolf friend.
You too, huh?
And Charisse and the doc were closer than ever.
Oh, come on. Cheer up, Pepito. You'll get it eventually.
No, I won't. I will never blend in. I have a broken blender.
You will blend in. Trust me. You will blend in.
How? How will Pepito ever blend in? Pepito sucks.
A green room.
Look at me. I'm blending in. I'm invisible.
That's right. You're invisible. Great job, honey.
Did you ever doubt me? The blend master is back.
How about that?
I am king of the third world. Hey, can we do the whole house like this? It's very feng shui.
But the best news of all came the following spring.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Such kids, come on. Hey. No, ooh, ooh, ooh. Over here, kids.
Okay.
Over here. Okay. Now, it's step, step, turn, kick, step.
Papa, I thought it was step, kick, turn, step, step.
Come on, kids. We open in 6 weeks, okay?
I thought you retired.
Oh. I did, honey. We're just playing. Okay, now from the chorus. 5, 6, 7.
I will survive.
I will survive. For as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive. Hey, yeah.
This is the most boring party I've ever been to. You guys are so stiff, so plastic. Come on, let's move. Let's conga. Hey, baby, are those real? Come on, let's get this party started. Let's go. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Party over here, party over there. Raise the roof. The roof is on fire. Can you see me now? I bet you can't. I'm invisible. Can you see me?
Of course! I see both of you!
There's a place in France where the naked monkeys dance.
There were white paint. Only kissing we did was on the cheek. Remember, like yesterday, we'd hop on our bikes and just ride away. Knew you'd be mine somehow, some way. And I must say, I do. Round, the world, world,
something about the East Coast that make us want to squeeze miles. But